The Torah tells us to remember what Amalek did to us. So the Gemara makes a drush in the Gemara Megillah that it says Zachar and it says Go Sishkok. So obviously, if I'm not forgetting, I'm going to remember. The Gemara makes a drush, Amani Mekayim, B'Zachar, Zachar B'Peh. So it's not enough just to think about the atrocities of what Amalek did to us mentally. That's a good idea, but not just mentally. You have to actually verbalize it, like the way we pass them by Kiddush as well. It's not enough just to think about Shabbos. You have to go ahead and be Zohar B'Peh. So, number one, it has to be verbalized. So how do we fulfill this mitzvah? So according to the Rambam, it seems to be enough. Mitzvah askei liskor tamid. Every day you have a mitzvah to remember it, i.e. say it. So by verbally reciting it, you fulfill your mitzvah and atonement. And in fact, based on the Magen Avraham, based on the Rambam, it's a daily mitzvah. When we say in the Berakas Kriya Shema V'Kei Rav Tana V'Shimcha Gadol, it's an allusion to the mitzvah of Amalek, because as long as Amalek's around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne is incomplete. Hence, that's how we fulfill the mitzvah. Tosis introduces the concept of doing it from a Sefer Torah, based on Psukim, and the Rush takes it a step further. It's not enough to do it just with the Sefer Torah, you got to do it with the minyan. It's a discussion within the Rush whether min haTorah you need a minyan, that's mitzvah rabbanan, but it's a parenthetical comment in the Rush, because the Gemara in Brachas is talking about that there was 9 in a minyan, and there was only an Evi Kenani, I think it was Rabbi Elezer. He was freeing the slave. Aye, how could you free the slave? It's a mitzvah to Rabbi Mishani. So the Rush over there points out, so therefore it's a whole discussion to Rishonim. But so we know from the Gemara in Moed Katan that a mitzvah de Rabban beats out a mitzvah de Yachid. In other words, Aveilus gets pushed off because of Simcha. So Simchas Yontav is the Rabban, the whole Klai Yisrael are celebrating. Mourning's a private affair. So the public mitzvah beats out the private mitzvah. So that's understood. The question is, what happens if you have a public mitzvah, which is Darabanan, and a private mitzvah, which is Daraisa, then when would it come up? For Svardim, when Eretz Yisrael, when you keep Yantav Sheni, so Yantav Sheni is a Yantav Darabim Darabanan, but Aveilus Yom Rishon, according to those we've shown him, are Deraisa. So that's the whole discussion. What do we do for Aveilus on the list? So what we do is we go Lakula. We count it as the day, but we don't start sitting Shiva to the next day. So that's the whole debate. So someone to bring a writer from this Gemara, we see, why did he want to free the slave? He's been violated Deraisa of Olamim Tavodu in order to fulfill a mitzvah to rob him. So the Rush says, and parenthetically, and don't tell me, you know what, maybe you can't bring a raya, maybe don't tell me, we were talking about Parashat Zohar, and therefore we're talking about Daraisa, and therefore it wouldn't be a proof. It's a whole discussion, what about Shabbos, Parashat Zohar, can you free your slaves, is there a difference between Dimafka or something versus making a Kenyan? But that's the famous Rush, so... And that seems to be the minute. We're machmer like the Rush. We try to do a Bitzibor. Certainly, Lekatchilo. Why would it be Bitzibor? So that gets into totally in another machlokes, whether the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, is it only on a melech, on the mochama, or is it on the individual? That's what they say. The Vilna Gaon used to like close his eyes when he walked by. He was afraid he was going to see someone from Amalek, implying it was a Chovetz HaYachid. The Pashas, the Meshech Chachma talks about at the end of Kiseisei, that we assume it's a Chovetz HaTzibor. So therefore, you only, the mitzvah's on the Melech. So therefore, it makes sense. And if we assume Zechira Mitam Mechia, so if Mechia is only B'Tzibor, so then perhaps that's why the rest is saying Zachar is B'Tzibor as well. So that's what we try to do. And so there's a, the question is that, so the Rambam holds, you say it's a mitzvah every day, while other Rishonim, like Tosfos, say it's once a year. So is this a fundamental machlokes? That like one holds it's a zman grama, one holds it's not? Like is it, or no, everyone agrees the mitzvah is all the time. The shail is, Rambam would say you have to say it every day, while according to Tosfos, saying it once a year is enough because you remember it for a year. In fact, there's a whole discussion this day for Achina. How often is this mitzvah? Some suggest maybe it's a once in a lifetime mitzvah. We assume it's once a year. And Rav Netanyahu was makbid, the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe, that in a leap year, but you only remember things for 12 months, you should be Yotzi and Parashas Ki Seite. And then therefore, obviously, if you can't come to Shul, so obviously, according, if you have a Sefer Torah at home, you can fill it according to Tosfos, and if not, you always have the Rambam. But the Truma Sedeshin raises the Shiloh. What happens if you have a Shiloh between Parsha Zohar or Kriyas HaMegillah? Zohar is a Derais, and Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. The Pasha should choose going to Shul on Parsha Zohar. But the Truma Sedeshin said you could do both based on the Magen Avraham. You go to Shul here, the Megillah, but they also read Vayavah Amalek. You can fulfill the mitzvah with the Parsha Zachas with Vayavah Amalek. The Mishmur doesn't like it. There's not enough of Machia in there. So that's the whole discussion in terms of, certainly for a man, it's, according to the Magen Avraham, it's Yotze, but even according to others, for a woman, Mamanashak, it should work because if Zachar is connected to Machia, she's exempt. So if Zachar is independent, so then that should be enough for a woman. So that's the whole discussion as well. So some, according to many of the Achronim bring down women should be machmir. However, Meikar Adin it seems the Chazanishin, the Sefer Achinach, right? That woman, so Meikar Adin, it could be that women are exempt. So therefore, if she can't go, she can't go. But obviously, you should try to make it. That's why different shuls have different, in Hagim, some have a special women's minion after davening, or some have it before mincha. The shaila is, could you make a bracha? Do you have 10 men also who haven't heard it? So you get into whether you could read it without a bracha. That's all different discussions in determining whether you assume it applies to women. In fact, some want to bring down, which no one accepts, is perhaps maybe Kohanim are exempt because of Kohanim also. Are Kohanim in terms of someone to bring down. Now, anyway, about Tumas Mace, they can't fight the wars, even though we see that really the Kohanim do fight wars. That's a whole, I think it's a Binyan Shlomo who raises it, but no one accepts that. And obviously, it'd be a problem if a Kohen was about Kori, then if he's exempt. So we assume that Kohanim are chayiv in Megillah, so in Parashat Zohar, so men are certainly chayiv, women probably make her a din, according to many a putter, but the minhag Yisrael is for women to try to make it to Parashat Zohar, so whether they make it to Shul Parashat Zohar on Shabbos, in the regular minion, a special minion, or whether they have a special reading during the week, or they rely on Vayovah HaMolek, if they can make it to Shul Purim morning, so those are different minhagim in terms of Parsha Zohar, but there is no minig, Ikar Adin, O Noshim Chayavis B'mikra Megillah, a woman are obligated in hearing the Megillah on Purim, be it at night, and be it during the day.